as United States citizens. We are now meeting with moral standards on the world stage that we know are hateful to God, and that's the world we're living in. You know, you need to inform your conscience with the fact that God doesn't call you to go out of this world. You're living in an immoral world. You always have been. It's just increasingly overt.
From Walking in Grace, this is the Straight Truth Podcast. Christian truths in an increasingly secular world.
Well, welcome again to the Straight Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Philpott, and we're glad you joined us for this episode. Now, we'd love to have you engage with us on this topic, and you can do that by going to one of our social media channels. You can find all of those listed at our website, straighttruth.net. Now, remember that Straight Truth is a listener-supported podcast, so if you'd like to continue to help us produce this podcast, you'll find those details also at our website. Now, lastly, help us spread the word about the podcast, and you can do that by leaving us a review in the iTunes podcast section. Well, Pastor, our next question has to do with our conscience and applying for jobs. So this person has written in and said they're searching for new employment, and as a matter of personal conviction, they've avoided applying for companies that blatantly support, say, homosexual issues or gender-neutral ideologies. At least they support those in the public square and that they're aware of those things. And obviously, by not applying for those companies, they're narrowing down their opportunities, right, where they could even apply and work. How do you proceed with a situation like that? You know, their opportunities are severely impacted by this, and maybe their conscience is really constrained in this issue. How would you counsel somebody in the church?
We don't violate our conscience, but we can inform our conscience.
Okay.
I think this question reminds us of how in so many ways we've been blessed to live in the nation that we do, that historically has been influenced by Christianity. It reflects or has reflected for many years some moral standards that were derived initially from Scripture. So I think about 1 Timothy chapter 2, we're taught to pray for those who are in leadership over us, and there's a kind of peace that the church can know in the world as a result of what God can do in the hearts of leaders. And so we've enjoyed in Western culture for a long time a situation where we're not having to combat some of these issues in the ways we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we get used to that and we think we sort of the norm. And yet when you reflect on the history of Christianity for 2,000 years, most Christians have lived in situations where what they believed morally, it wasn't the common viewpoint in society.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to navigate that and sometimes as a result suffer for it. Well, that's where we are. That's where we are quickly and increasingly as United States citizens. We are now meeting with moral standards on the world stage that we know are hateful to God, and that's the world we're living in. So I would say to my brother or sister, I don't know who asked the question, but you know, you need to inform your conscience with the fact that God doesn't call you to go out of this world. You're living in an immoral world.
Right.
You always have been.
Mm.
It's just increasingly overt.
Mm.
So I think about 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul writes to Corinthians in verse 9, and he says, I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. Not at all meaning the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers, or idolaters. Since then you would need to go out of the world. But now I'm writing to you not to associate with anyone who bears the name of brother if he's guilty of sexual immorality and on the oath.
Mm-hmm.
So the calling of God upon our lives is not to live in a tower somewhere where we're separated from all the immorality that goes on in the world. We'd have to go out of the world. There may be a practical wisdom so far in their job search, in not searching for jobs where companies celebrate such activity. But the day may come you can't find a job where that activity is not accepted as normal.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your calling? Your calling is to be faithful to God in the midst of this world.
Mm-hmm.
You don't go out of it. You're faithful to God in the midst of it. And so to the degree that you can live your life out in a company, even if the company celebrates such activity, but you can, while you're respectful and you honor what ought to be honored, you hold to your own convictions mm-hmm. in your heart as you do your job. You know what's right in the scriptures and you don't violate that. That may be what you're called to in the future.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a tricky thing, and it's almost like we trick ourselves into thinking that there's a real dilemma here.
Yeah.
Even I'm thinking about, you know, Jesus having the coin and it's got Caesar's head on it. And obviously Caesar is a god, but he's not saying don't use this
right.
because it has Caesar's head on it.
Exactly. It's a great point, Josh. Yeah. Some of these dilemmas are not really dilemmas. They're only dilemmas in our conscience, which is why we have to inform our conscience with truth. Did God call me to avoid all sexual immorality in terms of the sexually immoral people?
Mm-hmm.
Am I to avoid all of it in this world? You would have to go out of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So no, your calling is to honor God in the midst of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't send yourself to places where immorality is mm-hmm. Being practiced. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about a work environment where a company simply thinks that it's okay. Mm-hmm. The sexual sins that have been mentioned, where this is just okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know it's not okay. And so you serve God right in the midst of that place and be a witness and a light to the degree that you're able.
Mm-hmm.
And you've not violated God's will by doing that.
Well, thanks again for joining us for the Straight Truth Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Now remember to please share this episode with friends and family, and you can find links to all of our social media channels again at our website, straighttruth.net. Now also, if you would like to hear sermons related to the topic we've discussed today, you'll find links to those in the description below. Now Straight Truth is a production of Walking in Grace Ministries, which is the preaching and writing ministry of Pastor Richard Caldwell. And you can find more details at walkingingrace.net.